Hey, what's that? We back? Welcome to the Low Food Fitness Podcast. And my name is Noel Michael Smith. We're back with a brand new series of this beautiful podcast that we brought to you last year. And then, in fact, it was last year. The last podcast that I had going out was the 22nd, looking back at my notes, was the 22nd of July, 2015. Wow, that's over a year. And we've got some beautiful things coming at you. And we haven't been quiet. We've been really busy throughout the summer and the last winter. We've been bringing out a brand new series of Club Energize TV. So please go to the Club Energize TV channel on YouTube and check it out. We've got a series of workouts, brand new workouts there. Now, unlike the old model that we had a whole bunch of boys and girls from my classes. A lot of them were teachers. And we just put the music on and jam and gave you some great workouts with a whole aerobic class group exercise feel. And that's good, because what I wanted to bring back then was the atmosphere of my classes. So many people were asking, I love your classes, Noel, but I just can't get to your classes. I've got children now. I've moved away. I've gone abroad, whatever. I just want to do your classes. So we devised that program for those people, and I wanted a class effect on that. However, this time round, so many people have been asking me for a one-on-one training program, which is what I've been doing a lot of that. I must say, it's not my favorite pastime, doing one-on-one training, because I believe that if I'm going to teach a workout, I want to teach as many people as possible. But I've been doing some one-on-one training lately. What my intention is when I devise this new workout to bring to the masses out there was to add a personal training feel to it. I want you to feel like you have a personal trainer and I'm teaching you in your home. Hopefully I've achieved that, and I've done it with two lovely girls. I've got Brigitta and Mercedes behind me. Yeah. Her name is Mercedes, all right, like the car. These girls are great. They've been on the ball with everything they've been doing behind me. And looking at those videos, I cannot be happier. And those girls, they also look good as well. And they work out with a smile on their face all the time. This is something I encourage with all the students that I teach. It doesn't matter whether your workout is strong, weak, or indifferent. Always work out with a smile on your face. Anyway, been away, as I said, been away for a long time. The last session I did, the last podcast that we brought out for you was a podcast that I brought out with my daughter. I was interviewing my daughter. In the end, she was interviewing me, Jasmine. She's a great girl. I haven't seen that much of her. She's been away touring, I think, making new dance routines, seeing new people, making new friends. And Christmas is coming up, and hopefully I would see her at one of the many family gatherings we have around the festive season. So that's all good. Now, let's get down to the task at hand. I am going to talk about some child stuff here. And it's something dear to my heart. I have four children myself, two older children and two little baby children. And we all just want the best for our kids. I gotta say, yeah, you'd die for your kids. We live and die for our kids because we have so much love for our children. We want nothing but the best for them. But I'm looking around nowadays and thinking, is that really so? Some of the children that I'm looking at and some of the kids that I've got even coming into my kickboxing class, because I teach kickboxing and kung fu to children. I've been looking at this whole setup with children in the Western world, both in the UK and the US, and I'm a bit despondent with what I see with the kids. I'm seeing some seriously unfit and overweight kids. I was talking to a school teacher just yesterday, and she was telling me that they're going on a hike abroad somewhere. And so they did a mock run, as in they went to a hill, a place called Bucks Hill in Surrey here in the UK. And they had a series of the kids walking up this hill, and half of them couldn't make it up the hill. So what she said to them is, you better all fix up, because if you do not, then you cannot come on a hike. But that's indicative of what I see of children nowadays. We know there are great children out there, children that do sport and do it all the time. But most of the kids that I'm seeing out there, they're overweight and they're unfit. And when I was growing up, that was totally unheard of. Kids are meant to run around, yeah? I'm going to concentrate on a little bit of the nutritional side right now. And there's a few things that have been bothering me and I'm seeing this in abundance. The first thing is children eating bread. They have bread in so many things. They get a burger, there's bread in it. They have a pizza, there's bread in it. They go home, they get sliced bread. I just want to let you mothers and fathers out there know that you can actually cut bread out of their diet completely. They don't actually need it. It's a myth that they need it. Bread is a filler. All it's doing is filling them up. Well, brown bread has its problems as well, but white bread in particular. There is no nutritional value there. It's low in magnesium, low in zinc, low in vitamin E. This thing, you might as well go out and eat cardboard. It's totally useless. And people are popping this stuff like it just came out yesterday. It doesn't even taste that good. Most people who eat bread don't eat it on its own. They either make toast or they put marmalade, jam, peanut butter, whatever they put on the bread, all kinds of different things. So if the thing doesn't taste good anyway, why have it? I don't see there's any point in having it. And another thing, there's this thing that's out. I've heard people talk about it. I didn't know what it was until somebody showed it to me. And it's called a muffin top stomach. And it's this rim that goes around the bottom of the person's abs. The bottom of the person's stomach. In fact, it doesn't just go around the bottom of the person's stomach. It goes right around the person. It's like a donut. Yeah, it's like a donut, a ring. You know when you, what do you call them? Those things that the lifeguards throw into the water when the person's drowning. Yeah, it's like one of those. The person's just got that sitting around the bottom of their stomach. This is not just, I'm not talking about adults here. I'm talking about babies. I'm talking about little kids. As young as 6, going up. Shocking behavior. All you got to do is cut it out. And you may say it's easy for me to do. There are so many substitutes you can have. I mean, let's say you have some scrambled eggs and you have some baked beans. People will put 2 slices of bread on that, or toast. Yeah, this is a breakfast, right? Why do that? You could substitute it with mushrooms, could substitute it with tomatoes. There are so many different substitutes you can have. Staying on the nutrition, there's another thing that worries me. Well, it doesn't worry me because I'm good with my kids. Another thing that you can deal with, and that's cutting down on candy. As we call it here in the UK, sweets, chocolates, and stuff like that. Kids love this stuff, we know that. But we only gave them the taste buds. For years and years and years, I didn't give my kids any sweets, and they were none the wiser. Yeah, they used to go to friends' house and stuff, and friends used to offer them things, and that's where they got the taste for it. And that was a sad day for me when my kids got the taste for that. But even so, I regulate it. One of my daughters has a endomorph-type body. She's pretty big for her size, and if she had another mother and father, only Lord knows how big she would be. But we've managed to contain it. We don't diet her. You don't want to diet children or put children on a diet. And in fact, diet is not a great word, a word I don't use so much. I like to use nutritional plan, but that's for another podcast. So I've got to be very careful in how much she eats and what she eats. Coming back to the sweet situation or the candy situation, a simple little method that I use. They're going to want this stuff, right? And you don't want to deprive them. You want your kids to be happy, like if you have a child. So you can regulate what they have in terms of sweets, candy, and chocolate. Regulate what they have. So what I do is I have a little jar for each of my children. They have 8 items in there, as in sweets, chocolate, and candy. And that's got to last them for the entire month. If they eat it all in one day, which I wouldn't allow them to do anyway because that's just not healthy. If they eat it all in one day, just hypothetically speaking, that's it for the month. They get no more. But normally you find that they'll stretch it out. Yeah, because kids are quite sensible, primarily. They're quite sensible and pretty much on it. And they will stretch it out and make sure it lasts till at least the end of the month. That's how you can regulate that. And it also teaches them to save as well. And saving is always good. Always save for a rainy day. Yep. Yeah, we all know that one. But once it's all gone, they cannot go running to their brother or their sister to get more or asking you for money to buy some more. And be careful of the carers as well. When you take them to the carers and to school and to play groups, wherever they go, if you have to leave them there, be careful to tell the person who's in charge, the carer, that these are the rules that they need to stick by. And just tell them your plan. Tell them what you've done. And it doesn't mean to say that this is what I'm saying here is not set in stone. If they did something really well and you wanted to reward them, I don't particularly like rewarding children with sweets. There are so many other things. But if you wanted to reward them with something, it doesn't mean to say it's set in stone. It's your choice. You can always move the goalpost. Don't move it too often, though, because that sends out bad signals to the child. The next thing I want to cover is I just use the phrase sugary drinks. Now, this could be fizzy pop drinks, still drinks, whether it's bought from the shop or whether you've made it at home. Just stick to something wholesome. What could be more wholesome than just ordinary water or water, however you want to pronounce it? When they have their meal, and we get onto meals in a minute, when they have their meal, during the meal, water will suffice. You don't need to put any other beverage on the table other than water. Kids love water. You've just got to make them accustomed to it. In fact, from the moment they are born, give them water and just give them water from there on. I tell you, I have been to parties and I've seen the good kids go straight to the water or ask for water if there's none on the table. And then the kids, you can tell the kids that don't even like water and they turn around, crazy kids, can't keep themselves still. It's almost like they're on dope. You should always avoid any kind of gassy drinks, any drink with a fizz in it. So we know the most common one, that brown stuff. In fact, that stuff would strip paint. So imagine what it's doing inside your body and your teeth. So just beware of that one. And they're all much of a muchness. They all kind of do the same thing. And if they bloat you, those drinks, I'll tell you what, give a little test. Give your child, I was going to say something then, but I guess you shouldn't really do this. But if you want to be bold, give your child some fizzy pop drink. Or even though they're hungry, even though they haven't eaten for a while, and then put a plate of food on the table. I bet you they don't eat it. They won't eat the food because that poppy fizzy drink will fill them up. It'll fill them up. They don't want any more. And you got to ask a question. It ain't food, so why are they full? You don't need a psychologist to work this out. You don't need a genius to work it out. It's pretty obvious. The gases are filling them up. The fizz is filling them up. Chemicals filling them up. Don't pump your child with that stuff. It's a quick fix, right? And again, I'll talk about quick fix in a moment. So another thing you need to look out for with beverage is the so-called fruit juices that you get in the supermarkets, in the carton. Now, I have this saying. If it doesn't grow, fly, run, walk, or swim, always be skeptical where it's come from when you're putting it in your body. I have never seen a carton of fresh orange grow from a tree. It's sitting there for ages. There's got to be some preservatives in that. Got to be some preservatives in that. Let's talk about apple juice. I've never seen apple the color of what I've seen come out of some of those cartons. I rest my case. So be extremely careful of where you get your fruit juice from. Best way to have fruit juice is to squeeze the thing. Just buy some fruit and liquidize it. Yeah, it's easy enough. You can get liquidizers out there for next to nothing. Very cheap nowadays. Get yourself a liquidizer and do that stuff. All this may seem time consuming, but in the long run, it's better for you. We all invest in our cars, in our house, in our computers. We buy all that stuff. Invest in the most important thing, which is your body, your kids, you and your body. The most important thing, invest in you. Invest in your child. Protect your children. Keep them healthy. Keep them safe. All right, talking about the meal. How many of you all out there sit down with your children and eat round the table? No, we're all fast nowadays. We all run around here, run around there, put the kids' food down on the table, doing this, doing that. Hey, I make it a duty to sit round the table and eat with my children. No, sometimes I cook and I put the food down there. And I'm not I cook for my children and I'm not even hungry. But I'll still do a small plate of food for myself and sit down and eat with my children. And it gives us time to catch up as well. I know some people, I grew up and my parents didn't really want us talking around the table, but I've not taken that stand for my kids. It gives me time to catch up with my kids And then when we say a prayer before we have our meal, we hold hands and we say the prayer together. As we're reading, we're catching up on what they've done at school. I tell them about what I've done at work and so forth. And I know they eat everything I put on the plate. My kids have a great appetite. But it's not only that they've got a great appetite. I cook stuff that's wholesome. We do eat a lot of meat, but my meat comes from the butcher. I used to get stuff from the supermarket, and that stuff, I looked at that stuff one day, and I just thought to myself, that stuff looks nasty. I am not putting that in my body. The meat was all gray, plasticky, and yeah, they have butchers in the supermarket, but they're okay, kind of, yeah, but it's still mass. You look at it and you look at that stuff and you think, hey man, it's still okay, but not so okay. And the meat they give you in a packet, that packet meat, when you go in the supermarket, see that packet meat, oh my goodness gracious me. That stuff, it ain't, yeah, I was going to say it ain't fit for animals, but I'll just offend animal lovers out there. That's really not what I'm about. If you're going to buy meat for your family, go to the butcher. Because I'll tell you this, yeah, getting the meat from the supermarket actually, again, is for the economy. Because I've had meat from there in the past, from the supermarket in the past, and I've cooked the meat, and lo and behold, the thing has shrunk down to nothing. I've never had that from my butcher. I buy a bit of steak from the butcher or some mince meat, and mince meat is a killer. You get mince meat from the supermarket, remember, you're getting a bone, a gristle, whatever the cow's dishing out, or the lamb, or the chicken, whatever it may be, yeah? But if you get it from the butcher, you're getting wholesome. You're getting beef. You're getting minced down, pure 100% beef. You can make your burgers or whatever from that. All good. And I like to make spaghetti bolognese. And when I make spaghetti bolognese with the minced meat I get from the butchers, I don't get any water drainage. It's all 100% pure beef. And that's what I'm feeding my kids. And I have this saying, I never feed children anything that I wouldn't eat myself. Even when they were babies, the puree food that we used to make from scratch, I can eat that because I knew it was pureed from good stuff. Yeah. People used to say, hey man, how come you eating baby food? Only looks like baby food because it's all mashed up. But I could eat this just the same as the baby. Give your children stuff that's going to make them grow and grow well. Nice fingernails, nice skin, nice teeth, nice hair. Yeah. And on top of that, here's a big thing. They'll be strong, fit, and able to compete with whatever life has to throw at them in the now and the future. Vegetables. Now, it's important that you have vegetables. You've heard many people say, do put vegetables on your plate. It's very important that you do that. If they don't like it, just tell them it's medicine. You want to keep yourself free from illness, yourself and your children free from illness. The best way to do that is to eat right. Eat right and you'll be fine. Along with your meat, you've got your vegetables. Remember, cut down on your bread, cut down on all fizzy drinks. And talking about drinks, you've got ones that you dilute with water. They're just as bad, just as bad. Just stay away from those. Even I'd rather have the fruit juice than have those watery diluted thing. Quite a few things there for you to go on. Why am I bringing all this to you? It's because we love children and we love people and we like to help everybody. Doing the right thing is doing the right thing every time. So, my name is Noel Michael Smith. Did I mention that at the beginning? I don't think I did. Well, anyway, here we go. My name is Noel Michael Smith. And I'm signing out with the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. I'll catch you next time. Yep, it's so good to be back. I love you all. Bye.